Yaakov begins our Parsha alone, leaving the land of Canaan on a journey towards an unknown future. He returns with four wives and almost all of the tribes that become the eventual basis of our people. The story of Yaakov's transformation begins, of course, with his dream about a ladder with its top in the sky, angels going up and down while his head is among the stones. Most interestingly, the terminology and ideas of this very short passage bring to mind another passage earlier in the Torah where stones are noted as missing, where Hashem comes down to meet a tower that also goes up to the sky. That, of course, is the Tower of Babel, as Rabbi Amnon Bazak points out in his book, Starting Point. But what is the import of this remarkable parallel? Welcome to the Parsha Picknip, a podcast that offers just one brief insight into the weekly Torah portion. As Rabbi Bazak points out, the story of Jacob's ladder parallels the Tower of Babel. In that story, people traveled to the land of Shinar and they found a land that has no stones. Hava nilbina levenim, let us make some bricks and we're going to bake them. Vatihi lehem halevena le'aven, and the Torah takes the time to mention to us that the bricks are in the place of stones. Of course, they built this tower, Rosho Bashamayim, with its head up in heaven, and God went down to see the tower and dispersed the people. In our own passage here in our Parsha, things are reminiscent, but with certain key differences. So, of course, Yaakov took from the stones of the place, and he lay down on them. And he has this dream, behold, there was a ladder set upon the ground, and its top reached toward the heavens, Rosho Magia Hashemaima, in language very reminiscent of the Tower of Babel. And of course, instead of Hashem just going down as he did in the Tower of Babel, behold, angels of God were going up and down on it. What is the purpose of this parallel? As the Netziv points out in his comments to Migdal Bavel, the Tower of Babel, the message of that story is about groupthink and trying to fit people into a single culture with very rigid norms. He writes, "The tower caused a sin. That is, since they agreed to all live together in one place, and this was against the will of God, who said, fill the land and become numerous in it, that is, walk its length and breadth as it was created to be developed. Since no two minds are alike, the generation of the tower worried that people would change their minds and think in a different manner, and so they would oversee so that no one should leave their settlement. Anyone who would leave from a singular view among them would be sentenced to burning." The Tower of Babel, in other words, represents a refusal to make room for others to be dynamic, to have any kind of individuality or change, to let them move somewhere else, let them think differently than we do. In that case, in that story, Hashem comes down and he disperses them. He says that's not how it's going to be. In Jacob's dream, however, the angels move up and down dynamically. The ladder is in heaven, just like in the Tower of Babel, but it is also planted in the ground with its many different stones. Apparently, as Rabbi Bazak argues, the story of Jacob's ladder contains within it the message of Yaakov's subtle view of human beings. People are dynamic, they change, they do not think one like the other. Of course, it is exactly this kind of thinking that can produce the 12 tribes of Israel. No one of them could be like the other. Yet, they have one father who appreciates and loves them all. And so we see in our Parsha that Yaakov begins a journey. He begins a journey towards fatherhood, towards peoplehood. And that story begins with this kernel of knowledge that is so vital to the worldview that he's going to take with him, to the worldview that he's going to bequeath to us. We are not all the same. We are each dynamic, we are each different, and that's a good thing. That's part of what Hashem wants from us. He wishes for us to be changing people, to be dynamic, to make something of ourselves that is absolutely unique, that cannot be repeated. Yaakov's knowledge of this fundamental and important principle of Judaism, of human nature, is one of the things that makes him who he is and allows him to be who he is, that allows him to accomplish what he needs to accomplish eventually. And of course, our knowledge, when we take that lesson, well, that allows us to do the same. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Parsha Pick Me Up. Please subscribe, share this episode with a friend, or leave a review. If you have questions or comments, write to me at rabbi@ush.org. If you're in Houston, please come dive and learn and join us at United Orthodox Synagogues. We'd love to see you.